here's a story from The World.
In Spain, coronavirus outbreaks are increasing, particularly in the northeast region of Catalonia. One of the city's hardest hit is just outside Barcelona. It's primarily working class with a large migrant population and crowded living conditions. As Lucia Benavides reports, the threat of a possible new lockdown now has some residents there worried about eviction.
Marley Estrella could be evicted any day. She lives with her two young children and husband in L'Hospitalet de Llobregat, a city bordering Barcelona that's well-connected to the city center and relatively cheaper. But in recent years, rent prices have risen significantly as people get pushed out of Barcelona and move to peripheral neighborhoods.
I can't pay 800, 900 euros a month because, unfortunately, I don't have a stable job.
4 years ago, Estrella was paying 400 euros for her apartment. That's about $470. But just 1 year later, she found out the apartment was being rented to her by someone who had illegally occupied the place. Estrella tried to make a deal with the investment company that owns the apartment to let her stay and pay subsidized rent. They said no and took her to court. And this February, they won the case against her.
I'm not sleeping well. I go to bed and I wake up thinking, will they knock on my door today?
Estrella's case is not uncommon in L'Hospitalet, where evictions have been prevalent since the 2008 economic crisis. Activists from the tenant advocacy group Platform for Mortgage Victims are helping Estrella with her case. They say that before the pandemic, there was an average of 7 to 8 evictions per day. According to some studies, L'Hospitalet is the most densely populated city in all of Europe, with more than 55,000 residents per square mile. In mid-March, as coronavirus cases in Spain surged, Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez announced a state of emergency and put the entire country on a strict lockdown that lasted 3 months. This confinement was particularly hard for residents in L'Hospitalet, some of whom live in apartments as small as 350 square feet and with no natural light. And this July, as coronavirus cases began to rise again, residents were frustrated when the mayor asked them to stay home at the height of summer with no air conditioning. Activist Mimi Garcia from the local tenants union says it's no longer an I don't want to go back to confinement, but an I can't. In other words, it's just too hard. Rising rent prices have pushed residents to either move in with other families, stop paying rent, or squat empty apartments owned by banks or investment companies. These places were left vacant after the last financial crisis, when people stopped paying their mortgages. And more people are finding themselves out on the street. At least a dozen families have been evicted in L'Hospitalet since the state of emergency ended on June 21st. This despite federal orders to suspend all evictions until the fall. Where are these people supposed to go, asks Garcia, especially if there's another lockdown? Garcia says the government isn't providing many other options. Only 2% of housing in Spain is subsidized for low-income families, one of the lowest figures in Europe.
Y esas subidas realmente hace que empobrezcan muchísimo más a la gente de L'Hospitalet.
Rising rent prices are impoverishing residents of L'Hospitalet, says Garcia. And as the economic effects of the pandemic cause more people to lose their jobs, she says paying the bills on time will be even harder, which could lead to even more evictions. For The World, Lucia Benavides, Barcelona.